Good morning, Aurora. Today is Friday, 3rd of February, and right now it's hazy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures ranging from low 22 to high of 27 degrees Celsius, and winds from northeast at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on and at night, forecast is partly cloudy, with northerly winds at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity is on 78% and will drop on 66% until noon. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 77%. About Auroville International, prepare presentations on different venues starting on 7th of February and finish with the Auroville International General Assembly on 11th of February, to which we are all invited. About the program, we talk with Vani. Vani, good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Next week, it will be exciting for all of those, actually for all of us, because Auroville International members are visiting, right?
Yes, they will be there for their annual meeting, and every 2 years it is in Auroville. So this year it will be from the 6th till the 11th in Auroville, and there will be a special extension, as there will be another meeting where the AVI will participate and have been invited to participate to Gujarat. So they will be there from the 13th till the 19-20 February in Gujarat. This is organized by Satya Kam and Devasmita.
What is the main purpose of those visits? What happens on them?
These main meetings are to bring all the AVI all over the world together. So first of all, that they meet each other. And especially when they are in Auroville, it's really to meet the Aurovillian. So the Aurovillian comes and to bring their project. They update some project with some of the AVI know. They present new project. They can also present some issues that they would like maybe the AVIs to help them to approach, to solve. But it's mainly actually, it's really an interaction for the AVI members with the Aurovillian. So that, and we use it through the project, actually, till now has been the way to approach each other, so that the AVI members know what projects are coming on. And
the schedule of the program is really busy, with all these presentations. But there are some of them they're open for public.
Yeah, because the first 2 days is just for the board member, and after there is. As I said, there is people who will come with their projects, so we try to keep it a little bit smaller so that there is a focus, so we cannot open it to everybody, because otherwise we will go nowhere. But there is a day, there is on Tuesday evening, there will be Orissa, will be a short video on Orissa, which was 2 years ago. There was a small, like now we have Gujarat, then Satya Kam and Devasmita had offers to the AVI. To go to Orissa, and we had a very beautiful conference. So there will be a small movie on that. That will be at 5 to 5:30. I only don't know yet if this will be in the Unity Pavilion of Citadine. I have no confirmation yet. On Wednesday, at the same time, Wednesday 5 to 6:30, then we will have, that is really, everybody is really welcome, especially our Aurovillian. We will have the presentation of our RVI meeting in Ethiopia. And this is in the new multi-purpose hall in Unity Pavilion. And we will have a very nice presentation of Margarita on Friday from 5 to 6:30 also. In Paradiso, she does this presentation on probiotics, and it will be nice if many Aurovillian comes, as her work is not very known in Auroville when it is quite known in the world. And following that, we have our Ireland liaison, who is presenting a beautiful movie on Ireland, its history, and I don't know the movie, so I cannot say more. But and he will have some question and presentation after. So it's evening from 7:30 to 9:30. And where everybody is very welcome to come is on Saturday from 9:30 till 12:30 and 2:30 till 4:30 in multi-purpose hall in Unity Pavilion. This is a general assembly in the morning, so that will be a feedback. The AVI will present all actually which has been discussed and the kind of report and feedback to the Eurovision, feedback to the AVI members there.
And to the group assembly.
And the afternoon will be the presentation of all the report of AVI activities of the centers and all. So this is a way that Eurovision can, in a way, first the Eurovision present their project, and the last day is a way that the AVI present what they are doing and let Eurovision know what is their own activity, how they help Eurovision, how they participate to this big adventure.
The news this year is that multi-purpose hall in Unity Pavilion is finished.
It was as the ABI members that are very interesting by the international zone are very supportive of the Unity Pavilion. Was the idea that it will be a kind of inauguration with it, so that it's just getting finished. But we said with Jaya and Shivaya that we should use it and. So that it will be a nice place, and it's a very nice place. So it's a way that AVI will discover it, but also the Eurovision will discover it, that there is this place there, which Jaya and Shivaya have created, which are beautiful, and that...
Official opening is on 29th, yeah?
So official, yeah. So we use it before.
It's there, yeah? How many Eurovision international groups are coming this year? How many there are, maybe you know?
I know how many members, how many, there will be, surely there will be America, UK, Germany, France, Netherlands, Spain will come only later, you cannot come to this meeting, it will be in Gujarat, there will be Haiti will be there, there will be Liaison, Ireland, Sweden, this is about what I'm sure. We have about 9 or 10 countries will be represented.
Mm. And how many members do you know already? How many of them are coming? 20?
There is 12 board members, but after I think what I calculated, there is around 25, 30 people in are part of the ABI or link with the ABI who will come. Who have been invited, and hopefully they all come. And there is also, I keep meeting new people, so tomorrow I will have an appointment with somebody from Turkey who want to open a liaison in Turkey. Yeah, so it's nice, so she will be surely invited. We had also Bogi who opened a new liaison with Hungary, so which is also invited. Yeah, I forgot Hungary Bogi, so she's another, so it's a 10. And Jaya who is opening the liaison from Ethiopia, so it's now 12 countries represented actually.
That's good. Thanks for today.
Yeah, thank you, Miriam.
Tonight at 7 p.m. in the Sedona Forest, we can see Mark Sevilla film The Sand Piano. Mark Sevilla, pianist, composer, writer and poet, has decided to travel around the world with his piano. After the film, Mark Sevilla will personally explain his love caravan and the possibility of having the next project in India. At Shri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas at 7:30 p.m. tonight, we can see The Illusionist. At Visitor Center tonight at 8 p.m, they will screen science fiction drama Real Steel, made in 2011 by director Sean Levi, and tomorrow drama thriller Anonymous by director Roland Emmerich. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. we can see an international The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, made in Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Norway in 2009 by director Nils Arden. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. children can see animation adventure comedy Chicken Little. And at 8 p.m. at Cine Club we can see war drama The Thin Red Line, made in USA in 1998 by director Terrence Malick. Nothing is permanent in a terrestrial being except the psychic. It's written in the words of the mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. Donde el manjar al desayuno es plátano con queso, y eso que no te he hablado. De buena aventura. Donde se baila el currulao, salto un poco pegado, puerto fiel al pecado, negras grandes con gran tumbao, donde se baila guabajo y pasillo, al lado del río.